All right, Mark. This question is, what is the best way to translate prescribed track workouts for runners without access to a track? Time and effort, GPS, or specific distances be measured and marked to get some feedback?
I mean, I'm gonna default to say perceived effort. That's really the only thing you can control, from an athlete. And as they it, hopefully, and again, that's for someone who probably already has a little bit of literacy about what those different types of race paces feel like, just internally. So they've developed this fluency about that. And then sometimes I've found actually they're set a little free getting off the track because they don't have to worry about, pleasing this master of the stopwatch every quarter around the track or every 200 or what have you, right? And we know that fartlek training, that speed play was very much organic when it was first developed by the Swedes, and it's very much supposed to be something that came from within and as was palatable enough. So, that to me is the most freeing element. Now, it depends too, as a coach, what you want out of this prescription. And if you're trying to, teach them a certain rhythm of running and they don't have that literacy and they don't have that awareness, it's going to be a lot harder to do that off the track. The nice thing about the track is it's a convention, right? It's 400 meters, and that convention allows us to teach the subtleties and nuances between running 60 seconds for the quarter, 65 seconds, and 70 seconds. That nuance that we play in as distance runners and even as track athletes or track runners, from sprinters all the way up, you don't really find that in other sports. You don't see that in football, basketball, soccer, the other, ball sports that exist, because again, they talk in more of these blanket efforts. Go 100%, go 50%, but there's no foundation, there's no pre-existing education for the athlete to interpret what that perceived effort translates to. And that's where I think if you're gonna go the perceived effort route, the reason I have the caveat is it should be something who has a fluency in what those different paces feel like on the track. So if you say 10K pace, if you say 1500 meter pace, there's a distinct difference. Not it starts to all of a sudden bleed together.
Exactly. I think that's spot on. Is I like to say you should use effort if you speak the same vocabulary and everyone knows what it is. If you have an athlete who doesn't know that, let's say they're a new athlete, then you have to use other tools, and maybe it's measured stuff, maybe it's GPS stuff, to like use that pace to ingrain the effort that you're trying to get to so you can get to that point.
Yeah, it's a question of spec, right? And quality of spec. And the question is, what's the tolerance? How wide or how narrow is the tolerance? And the athlete who's a little bit more educated and literate has a narrow tolerance and has a more refined palate, versus the newer athlete, the younger athlete, the athlete with the training age who, isn't that old. Their tolerance might be a lot wider, and thus more variance. So again, Steve, and I are really trying to hammer home this point that if the prerequisite is a firm understanding in the difference in subtleties of paces, by all means effort. But if you're still in the teaching them what certain efforts translates to certain paces or certain race intensities, then yeah, you might have to use an aid like a GPS or markers to try to help get them calibrated in the ballpark.